And welcome to Women's Focus. I'm Megan Kamrick, and I am joined here by some fabulous women artists who are part of the show that's opening at 516 Arts this evening called Flatlanders and Surface Dwellers. And I must say that I grew up in the Midwest, but I lived in Wisconsin. And Flatlanders was a derogatory term we called people from Chicago. Who came up to drive on our free highways and go to Door County and stuff. But anyway, enough of that. We'll be talking with them for a little bit, and then we'll go to an interview I did with Sarah Ganim, who won a Pulitzer for breaking the stories about Jerry Sandusky and sex abuse at Penn State. But I'm here with Leah Anderson, who is the curator of the new show at 516, as well as three of the artists, Alex Kraft, Jennifer Colley, and Jessica Kennedy. Thank you all for being here on Women's Focus.
Thank you.
So, Leah, I wanted to start with you. You are the curator.
I am.
Of the show. Tell us about the overall theme of the show. This is at 516. It's a contemporary museum-style gallery in downtown Albuquerque at 516 Central Southwest. If you haven't been there, it's always has interesting things going on. Leah, tell us about the overall theme of the show.
Well, the theme of the show relates specifically to surface and the way that artists deal with surface. And the surface is something that a lot of people take for granted in art. They're more focused on imagery or possibly material or technique or color. But what occurred to me is that every single artist has to deal with the surface in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes they're very intentionally using surface to communicate. Other times it's more a byproduct of their technique or their approach to their work. So in thinking about surface, it was an incredibly broad topic for exploration. And the submissions and the artists that shared their work for consideration for the show. It was just an incredibly diverse range of materials, range of ideas. There weren't any specific subject matter that were off limits. There were so many different kinds of things, and it was a fantastic subject to explore, much more diverse than I ever thought it would be. And so the artists that were selected include a range of all different kinds of materials: ceramics, photography, painting, digital art, installation, performance art, sculpture, just an incredible variety. And there were over 350 submitted artists and 12 invited artists. And the whole exhibition became a research project, essentially. And then thinking about the book, Flatlanders and Surface Dwellers.
Yeah, talk about that. It's based on a novel from the 19th century?
The book is called Flatland, A Romance of Many Dimensions, by Edwin A. Abbott from 1884. And it's a philosophical novella and really related to geometry and the idea that there is this flat dimension, the two-dimensional world of surface. And Edwin Abbott creates this character, the square, that inhabits this world. And he's telling the story about the people that live there and how they interact. And there's a political and a social structure that he tries to reference. And so although the show doesn't go very deeply into the story, just the idea that there's a realm of surface that can be inhabited, and relating that to artists and the fact that they inhabit this world of surface when they're making work, and that we all have to interact with surface in some way, shape, or form, it just gave a lot of weight to the idea of the exhibition.
Yet they work on a surface, but they're always, they're generally trying to look at what's beneath the surface.
Definitely.
Right?
There are people who want to conceal something by what they use, how they use their surface. There are people who break the surface open so you can see underneath it. There's layering and transparency, especially in the digital works. There's a lot of layering, and the film piece that's in the exhibition, there's a lot of visual layering where you see things overlapping one another, and there's this mixture of information together. In the digital piece by Jennifer Colley, she has layers of information on top of one another, creating patterns, which she'll talk about in a little while. So there's so many interesting textures, interesting materials, images and abstraction, just, you know, a huge variety.
So how has the concept of surface evolved in art over the centuries?
Well, I did reference that in my in the catalog, talking about when art began, cave paintings 30,000 years ago, even longer than that. We found people, you know, touching the surface with materials like charcoal or earth pigments and making marks on the surface of, probably originally on the surface of the earth, scratching into the ground, and then eventually using more permanent materials to make images. Then evolving, you know, through the Renaissance, where the surface is really intended to be invisible, and that there's an illusion, a quality of illusion in the surface of a painting in particular, that you want to believe you're looking through maybe an invisible pane into a window, into a scene of some kind of believable space. And then through modernism, where the surface becomes the subject matter, you know, really the material, the surface, the illusion is really not the focus of painting or art. And now the surface is really anything that anybody wants to use. And digital technology in particular, you know, touch screens allow us to touch the surface of a monitor or some kind of a interactive screen. And even though we can't actually touch something, there's this sense of surface being much more sensitive, something we can actually manipulate with our fingers. So,
did anyone use a touch screen as part of their work in the show?
Not in this exhibition.
Oh, that surprises me. It seems so right.
Was sort of hoping nobody yeah. really submitted a touch screen piece for the work, but I know there are quite a few artworks now being developed that are touchscreen interactive works.
Are any of the works kind of interactive in terms of when people stand in front of them or how they look at them? Or,
well, there are two performance pieces basically that are wearable art. One is a architectural dress that contains vegetables, and the surface of the dress is covered with pockets that contain vegetables, and the wearer of the dress can turn the dress into a shelter and make food from the vegetables on the surface
That's
of the dress.
Cool.
Then the other piece is a Band-Aid made of Band-Aids, and it's like a burqa made of Band-Aids, and the wearer of the Band-Aid piece can interact with viewers too. And the Band-Aid piece represents the idea of having HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this protective sense of protective layering with the Band-Aids that doesn't really, you know, heal or protect. It's just sort of a temporary fix. And there's a lot of symbolism in that. So interacting with the audience, definitely.
Jennifer, she mentioned your piece, and I wanted to ask you about it. It's called For Congo, For Darfur, For Sudan, and For Bosnia. Talk about what you're exploring.
So those are three wallpapers that I've been working on in the last several years. I've been working with war-related subject matter probably since 2009. I was just disturbed by the alarming suicide rates when, you know, in our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. But prior to that, as an undergrad, I had done a lot of research. I was an art history major in the feminist art movement. I was very interested in women's issues, representations of women in the media. But I had kind of left anything specifically pertaining to women. And in my final year of grad school, I wanted to sort of, I'd been wanting to work with wallpaper for quite some time, but the medium just didn't lend itself quite well to our critique schedule. It's very time consuming. But I started working with it again in my final year. And so the series responds to the use of rape as a tool of war. began with Congo because it's considered the rape capital of the world these days. But I'm also looking at historical conflicts as well, obviously with Bosnia. And the conflict in Darfur is, well, it's shifted considerably, although things aren't quite stable yet.
And why wallpaper?
Well, it's a background object, right? And this practice of sort of attacking a society strategically with rape, sort of dismantling it from the inside, not just with guns and, you know, with typical sort of, military weapons. It's sort of background. I mean, it's been happening for centuries, right? And it's something that I think we sort of tacitly accept. I mean, you can read about it in the New York Times, you can listen to stories about it in NPR, but it's, you know, it's more a back page, and it's kind of this thing that we live with, like we live with wallpaper in a way. So I'm using it in the setting of a gallery or a museum to kind of foreground it in a way that, and at the same time register it as this background sort of thing that we sort of tacitly accept.
And it looks like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, they do. I think that's partly related to just kind of the technical process of the way I sort of began. I don't know. This may not be interesting.
No, I didn't know what medium it was. Is it photography or paint?
It's pigment print wallpaper. So these are photomontages. All the images are pulled from the web and altered and cut in one way or another, reassembled. So yeah, it is. The process is a digital one for this.
And part of
are digital.
The inspiration, I think, you had noted in the catalog, Catherine McKinnon, feminist legal scholar, had looked at the use of film and how people.
Yeah. So
document their own rapes of women.
Right. So I tried to include content that was specific to each conflict. And in the case of Bosnia, I was astonished to read that men were videotaping as they were engaging in these mass rapes and kind of performing for each other and sort of creating this, brotherhood around it and this, like, spectacle. And that was just striking to me. So I try to include content related to that in that particular wallpaper.
And talk about the work in the context of the show's themes,
sure.
Playing with surface.
Sure. So I guess in the most superficial way, you know, it is a surface object. It's wallpaper. So, you know, in the most basic way, it resonates with the theme in that regard. I think I'm also sort of playing with surface beauty in using that to sort of seduce, whether it's through color or the pattern, to just sort of seduce people into looking. The intention is that, and I just have to commend Leah and Rhiannon for the way they organize the show, such that you'll be able to view the wallpaper from quite a distance, and then you're sort of forced to walk up close to it because it's in these passageways. So the idea is that you have this encounter with this beautiful pattern. You don't really know what you're looking at, but then you're drawn to this beautiful surface, and you are kind of encounter something that isn't quite right, or maybe even horrible if you really look closely enough and see what's going on. I'm playing with surface beauty in that way as well.
If you're just joining us here on KUNM, this is Women's Focus, and we're just talking with Jennifer Cawley, who's one of the artists in a new show at 516 Arts, Flatlanders and Surface Dwellers, and we have Jennifer and two other artists and Leah Anderson here talking about the show, which opens tonight at 516 Arts in Albuquerque. Alex, I wanted to ask you about your work. You work in ceramics.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And
mainly.
Talk about your piece. It's sort of this abstract, I don't want to misrepresent but it looks like this kind of abstract teapot with a flower rooted in it. Okay, you tell me what you were thinking.
I think there's four pieces in the show. I think the one you're looking at is the one in the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the majority of the work that I have in the show relates to organic forms, some of them being more towards narrative and iconographic, others leaning more towards abstractions of the natural world. And then certainly in relation to surface, I think that I love surface. I love to get a little technical, I love playing with glazes and multi-firing to produce kind of rich textural, again, the word surface. Mm-hmm. So that would be a way I would describe the work in the show.
Is it a new life form?
Yes, absolutely it is.
Absolutely. Talk about that.
Well, in my world, there are creatures, there are abstractions of the norm that you and I see every day. And as an artist, I enjoy pushing that concept further. So how I can create new and unique biological forms in them.
Oh, okay. And so the pieces are, I'm assuming they're not functional, like, to be used.
Not these pieces, no.
Okay.
No. Yeah, they're sculptural objects.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. And Jessica, you work in paint.
I do.
A totally different medium. And talk a little bit closer to that. There you
okay.
go. Thanks. Into the mic. You are... the one I looked at in the catalog, you're exploring how something can embody animals, the human body, and plant life simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
sort of a trinity of, can you talk a little bit about that and what you're exploring with your piece?
Yeah. Well, I've always been interested in biology, and microbiology. I don't know that much about it. I hadn't studied it extensively in school or anything like that, but I've always found myself really kind of aware of what's been going on in my own body, actually. I find myself super sensitive to, you know, weird things that maybe another person might not even notice. So my work kind of explores some of the things that I'm imagining could be going on inside myself. And it's sort of a abstraction of those kind of ideas. And also too, you know, as I'm developing this imagery, I'm noticing that it also reminds me of animal forms and plant life at the same time.
That we're not all that separate. Is
exactly.
that the idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Exploring what things that might be going on under the surface in your body, which could mm-hmm. be, that could be very wondrous, or it could be anxiety producing for people.
It's both for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I would even admit to being a bit of a hypochondriac. And so the artwork comes out of that anxiety. And it allows me to kind of confront it and address it. And at the same time, when I'm actually engaged in making the work, I'm very process oriented. So it quiets my mind too.
And is talk a little bit about how it fits in sort of with surface, because you're sort of playing with what you think might be just one thing, or but it's actually many things, or you're deviling underneath the surface.
It is kind of an exploration of what could be underneath the surface, kind of sinister and beautiful at the same time. Again, like in a more formal way, just relating to the surface of the painting, I do lots of layering with my work. And I think if people were to watch the process, or if I were to document it with photos, you would see that there are typically 3 to 4 kind of separate paintings that are almost sandwiched together to make my work. So it's like I really think about hiding and revealing kind of strategically things that I've placed on the canvas with subsequent layers.
I'm curious to hear from all of you. And that was Jessica Kennedy. We're here with Alex Kraft, Jennifer Colley, and Jessica Kennedy are the artists. Leah Anderson is the curator of the new show at 516 Arts, Flatlanders and Surface Dwellers. When the the call went out, or I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but that this would be the theme, what did that do for you as artists? Does that does it start a kind of creative process? Did it start you thinking in new ways? I'm curious when that happens, when you have art shows like those. Anyone can jump in.
Well, I made a piece specifically for this exhibition after I was invited, and that was really exciting. And surface has always been a big part of work for me, but I was even more conscious of it in trying to include a variety of surfaces in my piece. I have areas that are just flat color planes, pretty much, areas that are detailed textures with brushworks, some graphite marks, some
paint with texture in it that's almost metallic. And I even used actually gold leaf for the first time in my work. So I was really inspired to explore a range of surface textures and surface features.
In my case, I had already made the wallpaper that I submitted and that was selected. And for me, I think it just sort of resonated with the theme. I had already been in a show
happy
previously.
Convergence.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's interesting, Alex, because you have a three-dimensional piece. Mm-hmm, so I'm like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought about it right away, like, oh, surface. But is that what?
I think
did it resonate for you?
Oh, absolutely. I think just really formally speaking, ceramic work lends itself to the idea of surface really quite concretely. And I think in general, when working with that material, I am already considering the surface when I'm beginning the form. And it may not be that the end product has that that same surface that I intended when I started the piece. But I think that, again, it's just a piece of that process. And so in relation to the show, I think my answer is kind of in between the other two artists. In a way, this show pushed me to think in new ways, new directions, and some of the work that I am not showing in the show is actually it kind of helped me to rethink some other work that I'm currently working on. So I think it's just been a really great push, just in relation to my own artistic goals and
oh,
work.
Great. Mm-hmm. So Leah, can you tell me, I know the opening is tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, at 516 Arts. Let me see, I have the right in front of you. Yes, 6 to 8 p.m. That's at 516 Central Avenue Southwest in downtown Albuquerque. What are some of the other, there's a lot of other programming coming up, I think, including ceramic monoprinting.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yes. Well, we're going to be working with monoprinting, which is a technique that can be transferable from printmaking, painting, and we're going to take a route that includes underglazes and some ceramic materials on clay. And it's a
newsprint monoprinting.
Mm-hmm. So it's a reverse process. So normally when you're, I'm going to generalize, but normally when you're painting, you would start with the overall idea, concept, and work towards the details. And we're going to work backwards. So we're going to start with the details and layer backwards and go from there. So
that
should be fun.
And that is a workshop, mm-hmm. hands-on workshop. March 30th. That is part of Women in Creativity, by the way, which, as many of you know, is a month-long celebration. Women in Creativity. You can go to womenincreativity.org to see all the programs and workshops taking place right now around that. Leah, are there other things coming up that you wanted to mention as part of the exhibit?
There are. There is a screening Wednesday, April 3rd, 7:30 p.m. At 516 Arts, which is Experiments in Cinema.
Hmm.
And it's going to be a selection of film that relates to the theme of surface.
Oh, okay.
There is a workshop on Sunday, April 28th at the Harwood, which the Harwood Art Center has lots of different workshops. And Jessica Kennedy and I are going to be doing a workshop together on encaustic collage. And so we're going to be using wax and found images and drawings and anything people want to layer. And technique workshops, I think, are particularly interesting in relationship to surface, that once you see works that are dealing with surface, then maybe you want to experiment with those surfaces. So the ceramic monoprinting workshop and the encaustic collage workshop are particularly designed to help people who are inspired make some work related to surface. And then on Saturday, May 11th at 3 p.m., at 516 Arts, there's a performance by Nicole Dextris, who's the creator of the Nomadic Harvest Dress that I mentioned earlier. And the performer will be making a soup and performing the how to live inside of the shelter and sharing the soup with the visitors to the talk.
That sounds really interesting. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds fascinating. You can find out more at 516arts.org. You can check out some of the works online and see all the events coming up. I just want to thank Leah Anderson, Alex Kraft, Jennifer Colley, and Jessica Kennedy for coming by today and talking with us about the show. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.